Welcome to another installment of This Is Not Normal on the Political Drain podcast with Drill Sergeant Doug, aka Admin Doug, a U.S. Army veteran, teacher, musician, and family man from Jamaica, now fights for justice and democracy through commentary and humor. Follow him on YouTube at Political Drain and at Sons of Liberty Official as Drill Sergeant, aka Admin Doug, continues to protect our freedoms.
Just a few hours later, there was a pause put in on the tariffs. Can you walk us through your thinking about why you decided to put a 90-day pause?
Well, I thought that people were jumping a little bit out of line. They were getting yippy, you know? They were getting a little bit yippy, a little bit afraid.
YouTube, I planned this roasting days ago. But imagine my surprise when I wake up this morning and see that our new forever president, Cheeto Trump, has actually rescinded or paused yet again another round of tariffs. He wakes up on the toilet this morning early and says, I'm gonna give China 125%. Later on, says, I'm just going to go ahead and give a 90-day pause for everybody. And he's still keeping the 10% baseline for everybody in case you needed to know. And he's bragging about all the people calling him and all the other countries kissing his ass because he's so smart. Well, he's a narcissist. He's an idiot. Emotionally deficient, mentally deficient, abused as a child, neglected, and has grown up to become the monster Cheeto, two cans of spray tan Sam, breakfast cereal brain that he is. But the reason why, YouTube, the reason why he can do this, he can go 90-day pause again for the fourth time, ruin the economy, crash the markets. Markets are up and down, volatile, is because of people like this. Meet Johnny Sherwin, YouTube. Now, you see, what Johnny Sherwin does is he goes out and actually gives everybody plausible deniability for their racism, for their hatred, for their buffoonery, for their lack of curiosity, for their choices, their bad choices. As the economy is ruined and they realize internally that voting for this buffoon may have been wrong, Johnny is there to step in and say, no, don't give up the faith. Don't give up the faith. You're all right. You didn't do it because of racism. You didn't do it because you're a fool. Here, I'm going to give you some excuses so that you can feel better about your bad decisions. That's Johnny's job. And we're going to take three or four examples, and I'm going to roast him because he's growing and he's infecting the mind of decent human beings. But at least we can help them out. What to look for. So the first thing I want to start with is this gem. This... Now, this time, when Trump does a 90-day pause and ruins the economy the next 90 days from now, it'll be this kind of economic genius, this kind of economic forward thinking that Johnny provides that allows him to do that. Check it out.
Lost a lot of gains that you could have had during this record run-up under Joe Biden.
David, I'm going to be real. I can't figure out whether you don't understand how the stock market works or you just like lying to your audience. Because, yeah, under Biden, the S&P 500 went up 55%. Dow went up just over 39%. And the NASDAQ went up nearly 46%. Now, if you didn't know anything about the stock market, you'd be like, fuck yeah, Biden did an amazing job. Except those increases in the Dow and the NASDAQ, they were the worst returns since George Bush's second term. And those S&P 500 gains, they were the smallest gains since Barack Obama's second term. And the worst part is that Biden started his presidency with stocks down because of COVID. So he literally got a starting point that was really low and then turned in some of the worst returns in the 21st century. Everybody knows the stock market generally always goes up, but the amount it went up under Biden was dog shit, and you know it.
Johnny, you unserious, lying sack of shit. What you did, Johnny, was completely overlook and jump over the point being made by David Pakman and then proceed to bend over faithfully and assume the position for your dungeon master, Donald Orange Trump. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to do your audience's service. Let's look again at what David Pakman was saying and then talk about why you're a heinous liar due to your response.
You've lost a lot of gains that you could have had during this record run-up under Joe Biden.
David, I'm going to be real.
The statement was, you were given a lot of gains and you've lost them all. Instead of engaging the point, the topic, Johnny, what you did was say, well, I'm just going to put the fact that he's right over here on the shelf and put a straw man in front of my audience so that they don't have to go to sleep at night and think about their bad choice. In order to put a straw man like that up in front of an audience that he knows will never research it, he says some numbers out of nowhere, and he proceeds to expect us to believe that this was the worst.
When the economy reopens, jobs are added at its lowest, the unemployment rate at 3.4%. And during the Biden administration, 15 plus million jobs have been added overall to our economy.
The Dow is on track for a record close today. It touched an intraday record. It's up about 577, 1.4%. Mm-hmm. The S&P 500 is at an intraday record, on track for a record close. By the way, the 39th record close of the year, if it makes it there, which it's up 1.8%. It looks like it's going to. The Nasdaq not at a record, but it is up 2.7% today and leading. What's also interesting is the equal weight is also looking, not sure what's going on there, but the equal weight is up 1.2% and also looking to close at a record today. So it's really seeing all of these gains here today, but it's everything.
Matt, take a look at the futures this morning. Another rally underway. The Dow Industrials up 67, the Nasdaq up 43, S&P 500 up 7.25, extending into further record territory. It's important to note that the S&P 500 and the Dow Jones just hit the highest levels ever recorded at history, with the Dow closing yesterday over 42,000 and the S&P 500 closing over 5,700. Let's hear it from CNBC.
Oh, yeah, look at that. But now it's higher. Yeah. And obviously, we've got an S&P. Carl, that's a new record, right?
Oh, the S&P?
Yeah.
This is an all-time high. And I think probably for the Dow as well, right?
Before moments ago, the numbers are in. The September jobs report is, well, really freaking good.
Yeah.
CNN's Julia Chatterley is with me now.
Wow. Yeah. You took the words right out of my mouth. So the expectations were around 140 to 150,000 jobs added net last month. Take a look at that blowout, 254,000 jobs added net. Also, the unemployment rate, we were expecting that to come in around 4.2%. That actually went down in the month to 4.1%. In terms of what's adding this, the food sector, we're perhaps going out and drinking more ahead of the presidential election. Who knows? That was certainly a contributor. Construction also added. Healthcare was a big gainer as well. Government jobs adding. It doesn't get better.
It doesn't get any better than this, you two. It doesn't get any better. I mean, unless you're a racist, xenophobic, homophobic, individuality lost cult member, and professional ball tickler of the dear leader, like MAGA. Because then you have to find a way to prove that you're not those things, so you make up shit like Johnny. That's what he's here for, to give that pass. That economy is what Johnny wants to tell you was the bad thing. It was the lowest since Reagan, since Obama. You're lying. It was record after record after record. It's at 17 in 1 year. The lowest since when again? How do numbers work, Johnny? Do you know? I'm sure you do, but your job isn't to represent numbers. Your job is to make that look bad and somehow put all of this on a shelf to worry about later.
So much. Woo, folks, this is a tough way to end the week.
So markets crash over 700 points today after a bad inflation report, more tariff confusion. Oh, and by the way, Republicans really going to raise taxes? That could have done it. If this is true, this would be among the top three dumbest things I've ever heard.
And then you lose Maria Bartiromo.
European markets this morning also in the red. Deep declines. Then the FT 100 down 113. But look, at this moment in time, with the market down 1,238 points right now on the Dow Industrials and the Nasdaq down 800 right now, and the market's not even open, futures indicating a very ugly opening, now would be the time for some clarity on extending the tax cut.
We're continuing to move down. We now have the Nasdaq off 1,000 points, 5.6%. The Dow Industrials are down 1,558 points. By the way, if the Dow goes down 1,712 points, that will put the Dow in correction territory. The Nasdaq already in correction territory with a loss of 1,000 points.
There you have it, YouTube. There you have it. Do you see, red is bad, green is good. Only someone like this asshat can distort that, change that, change the meaning of it, and never even mention the fact that we're in the red now, but how the green before was bad anyway. Only someone that will allow a Trump to do these 90-day pauses and destroy the economy while providing cover like Johnny will do. Let's get to his other super smart observation.
Are y'all aware that there's not a single country on the planet that allows illegal immigration? No countries in Central America or South America allow it. No illegal immigration allowed in Australia. No countries in Africa or Asia or Europe. Hell, even your liberals' little socialist paradises up in Scandinavia don't allow illegal immigration. Oh, and neither does Canada. There are 195 sovereign nations throughout the world, and not a single fucking one of them allows illegal immigration. However, I only ever hear of one country who gets told that they're evil and cruel and mean for not allowing illegal immigration into their country. And that's the United States. 194 other countries say, fuck you, you gotta come in the right way. And nobody questions their right to have that sovereignty. Nobody questions their right to enforce their laws. But somehow, when the United States says, I'd like to do what the other 194 countries are doing, I'd like to be able to enforce our laws like the other 194 countries in the world, we're the fucking horrible ones. We're cruel and unusual for not allowing them to come into our country illegally. And that's completely forgetting the fact that the United States accepts both more immigrants and asylum seekers than any nation on the planet. Every year, we allow more people legally into our country than anywhere else. But we're the fucked up ones for wanting to enforce our border like the other 194 countries in the world do. Y'all get how fucking stupid that sounds, right?
Did you catch it? YouTube, you caught that, right? Did you know that no countries in the world allow illegal immigration? No shit, Sherlock. It's what illegal means. Nobody allows illegal anything. It's illegal. It's not allowed. The definition of the word. You fucking idiot. No, America doesn't allow illegal immigration. It's illegal. That's why Barack Obama deported more people than the Orange Man. The thing is, enforcing the borders is different from making a show to boil the bloodlust of racist, disgusting bigots who give themselves an excuse in politics and name him Donald Trump. String him up like a pinata so that all of the hatred and racist candy falls out every day. The show that he makes of deporting people to places where they don't live, the show that he makes of covering their heads, tying them up, hog tying them up, putting them on a plane where they can't even use their own seatbelt or swim if the plane goes down. The show of hatred, the show of racism, that finger-licking good stuff that you love was the difference. No one allows illegal immigration, you dummy. It's illegal. Guess where illegal immigration is the highest, YouTube? You'll never guess. Every country that borders a country that's poor or has refugees.
And speaking of no other country, guess which country has the most illegal immigrants? Not us, it's Bangladesh, you fucking idiot. The only difference between any other country and us is that illegal immigration gets dealt with through legal means, but we're the only ones that make a fucking show of the degradation, of the filth, of the chains and the shackles, and the dehumanization and the humiliation of the people we deport. And that's what you love, because he has yet to deport as many people as Biden or Obama in the first month of their presidency. You don't care. What you care about is how gross it can be. Say that then, Johnny. Say that then. Anyway, here's the last one.
I want to create a middle-class hedge fund. I mean, it would be insanely easy to do, and I'm surprised nobody's done this yet. Like, let me ask all of you. How many of you would be willing to make a one-time investment of $500 with the opportunity to not only make money, but also to fuck over those dudes on Wall Street, while also gaining the ability to take over companies throughout this country? I know I would. So look at it like this. Normally in a hedge fund, you have like 500 rich people who are each putting in $1 million apiece, giving that hedge fund a purchasing power of $500 million. Like, we could easily do that. Except instead of 500 people putting in $1 million each, we would just need 1 million people putting in 500 each. Like, there are 380 million people in this country, the vast majority of which are middle class. I don't think it would be hard to find 5 million people willing to put up $500 each, giving our middle class hedge fund purchasing power of $2.5 billion. At that point, we could keep the trading really simple. Like, we could just do whatever stock trades Nancy Pelosi does. According to all the statistics, she's a really good investor. Wonder why, right? Anyway, let's just say we followed her trade and did exactly what she did in December. She invested in NVIDIA, and after her purchase, the stock price went up 22%. Now, obviously, we're not going to risk all the money on a single trade, but let's just say we followed what she did and we put in $1 billion. We would have made $220 million. And sure, to each of our investors, that's not a ton of money each. It's only $44, but it is a $220 million profit. And this is all just from one trade. How about instead of giving each person $44, why don't we buy some shit with it? And I'm not talking about planes or cars or trips. No, we buy things like businesses. Now our little middle-class hedge fund owns shit. Honestly, maybe instead of buying companies, we could fix a lot of the problems in this country. Like right now, we have a massive shortage of teachers. We could fully fund 4,000 people getting their teaching degree. That's 4,000 people that are able to go on and teach young people with zero debt. That's 4,000 additional people that can now participate in the economy without worrying about losing their home. 4,000 people that'll have a career that benefits Americans. And this is all from one trade. All you did was risk $500. So even if it completely failed, you weren't really hurt by it. I'm legitimately going to look in to see how to do this. If you'd be interested in being a part of something like this, let me know in the comments.
Now, YouTube, you're wondering to yourself, well, I know that Drill Sergeant always finds a way to get into these people's personal and knows who and where they are, who they work for and all this stuff. That might be coming because of what we just saw. He's a small channel. I'm not trying to destroy him. I'm trying to bring truth to the people who might listen to him and think that he's on to something. I'm trying to bring truth to the people who would have been scammed otherwise. That's what this flaming is about. But if I find out that your hedge fund idea is another scam to steal money from even more people, like the rest of you right-wing grifters, I got a show on that coming out next. Probably tomorrow. It's gross. It's a damn epidemic on the right. But if that's what you're doing, Johnny, we got the research. You don't want that kind of exposition. And the reason why I say that is because the idea might be good. A collective hedge fund of the working class, the middle class. Man, sounds like you really put thought into this until you realize, YouTube, that because they're not as regulated as mutual funds or traditional financial advisors, hedge funds are only accessible to sophisticated investors. These are so-called accredited investors. These investors are high net worth individuals or organizations and are presumed to understand the unique risks associated with being a hedge fund. So no, anybody who gave him money thinking that they were going to start a hedge fund, that's not how it works. Now, maybe you just didn't know that. Maybe you were just thinking really outside the box, Johnny. I'm giving you the credit. Maybe you were thinking that if we could just find a way to pool all of the working class and middle class money, so we can use that money to better our communities, to give to the organizations that need it, to the teachers' funds, pay them more, and use that money to help our communities and not rely on the oligarchs. There's a name for it. It's called taxes, you fucking idiot. You don't want the government to collect the taxes and disperse the money to help your community, to pay your teachers, as well as the garbage guy, as well as the mail, because it's called government. So you'd rather call it a hedge fund before you do the same fucking thing with worse results, because there's no regulations. Groundbreaking, Johnny. Fucking groundbreaking. I thought that was called taxes. What are you doing? What are you doing? Is the hatred and racism and the misogyny and the life of privilege you live that enticing? Is it worth that much to you that it has turned you into an absolute fool when it comes to thinking about really, really simple things? Dow up. S&P 500 up. 4 years straight. Dow down? Don't worry about that. It'll change. Dow up? No way he did that. Illegal immigration is everywhere. Every other president had deportations. And every single country has illegal immigration. But you can go to sleep at night knowing that you put those people in chains on a plane to a country they've never come from, in a prison that has no regulations and uses them as slaves. Good job. Go to sleep. Your excuses are sorry. Your excuses are weak. Johnny, and if I find out that you're taking some of that money, this next video will be the exposition my fans have come to know and love. Let's find out. On the other hand, people, check us out on Patreon. That's how we fund the resistance. Not only do we do the resistance here like this with these type of idiots, but we also help people in the real world. And that costs money. And we fund that through Patreon now. Check us out. Patreon.com/politicaldrainaction. Also, we're still looking for an executive assistant volunteer. We need you. We need you if you have organizational skills, soft skills, talking, writing, putting things together, getting things in order, planning ahead. If you can do these things, you have that type of ethic, it's a hard job and it's volunteer. But we need it as we're growing. We need it. If you think you can do it, let us know. In the meantime, educate yourself. Educate others, and come back for more. Follow us on all these things you see here, and our link tree is in the description. Maybe even get some merch.
That was the Political Drain Podcast, which can be heard on pd.groovechillradio.com daily, and can be viewed on the Political Drain YouTube channel anytime. Once again, thank you for listening to Groove Chill as we resist fascism in any form, pursue democracy, peace, and love.